You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on January 4th, 2023, and is titled The Tree. Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Daniel, and let's join Steve and the message.
Well, we are going to find revelation from the Word of God, and it's pretty amazing how the Tuesday morning gig here lately has kind of been directing traffic for the rest of the week, so to speak, that God will show us something. Tuesday morning, we were in Daniel 4, and I'm going to go back here again tonight for part of it. But that was in real time. When I stepped up there to teach out of Daniel 4 Tuesday morning, I didn't have all that. That was happening in real time. God was revealing things right then, right there, about that prophecy for us today. And extremely relevant, extremely on point. And from that moment, that was just a dot in the line. And since then, it's, you know, you hear me say it all the time, but you'll get in one of these spots, and it's like trying to drink out of a fire hose when God starts showing you stuff and revealing the kingdom. Before Murph sing here, I just want to tell you, and you'll hear it again tonight, but I've come to find out people need to hear things two or three, four, five times, so some of it will stick. But in 2023 and moving forward here, I don't know where we are in our seven-year period right now. I don't know if we're embarking on one. I don't know if we're at the threshold of one. I don't know if we've already engaged. And you'll hear more about that as we get into tonight. I do know this, that we're in a time when God wants to reveal His kingdom. He's ready for His people to take care of His people. He's the Lord of His people. You want in on the benefits of a kingdom that will not be shaken or turned upside down? Get born again. Get born again. Quit playing church and get born again. And once you get born again, you'll start seeing what the rest of us are seeing. You'll start believing what the rest of us are believing, and you'll see what God does. We've been trying to reveal the kingdom of God since Moby Dick was a minute by showing the rest of the world what we do. We're done. We're going to stand still, and we're going to let God take care of us, and we're going to let God direct our steps. We're going to let God speak, and we're going to listen. And we're going to let the rest of the world not watch what we do. Watch what God does. You ready to evangelize the world? It's not going to happen until the world knows they need Jesus. They're not going to see Him by watching us. I'm no longer like water. I'm not migrating to the lowest point where Christianity is all about going to Sunday school and smiling at somebody while you're in line at the grocery store. No. It's about being chock plumb full of the Spirit of the living God. So much so that you're a mirror reflection in a world that can't see or smell nothing. But being turned upside down as we speak. While we stand right side up. This is going to be a great few months here. I'm plumb excited. It's good. Believe me, the enemy doesn't like it. But I don't gauge what God does on what the enemy does, and I don't gauge my walk on what an ankle biter does. But just know this. When you begin to step into this, when something seems to have you by the pant leg a little bit, or turn you around a little bit, or get up in your grill a little bit, get your eyes on Jesus. Don't get your eyes on Satan. Don't get your eyes on the deceiver. Walk in truth. Truth. I'm telling you, everything happens under a steeple or behind stained glass windows. It isn't always truth. Operate in truth. Operate in the power of the Most High. Resist the devil. And He'll flee from you. And all the glory will be to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That sound like a good word for 2023? I'd give the Lord praise offering. It was me. I've been praising Him all day long. Amen. Let's pray right quick and we'll get started with the mercy. Lord, I just want to thank you. I look forward, Lord, as you prepare us for the time. Prepare your people for what's coming. Prepare us. Lord, we don't want to listen to the lies of how you don't go through anything and you don't endure anything and blah, blah, blah. You've heard it all, God, till I bet you've heard enough. Prepare us as your people for whatever comes and how it comes and when it comes. And may all the glory and honor be yours and all of it. So today we praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We give you glory in our living. Not in our church services, in our living, Lord. We give you glory. And we lift up your name, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 How about another little praise offering right there? Maybe a big one. Thank y'all. That was really good. Hey, tonight I hope you got your Bibles. And I look up there on the shelf and we don't have any extras sitting up there right at the moment. I don't know exactly why. Maybe we've run out. This little fellowship, there's certain times of the year, and this time of the year we usually bring a little report up here, but I don't have my right hand girl, and so we'll do that sometime. I got more important things to talk about than what we did with your money last year. So it's all God's and it all got handled. But there's times, I don't know what we did this last year, but there's been years that we've bought upwards of 10,000 Bibles in a year and furnished Bibles for a lot of different things. The reason I'm telling you that right now is because Bibles are becoming hard to get. It's just not as easy as it used to be to go buy you 10 cases of Bibles. And especially if you'd like a New King James Bible, they're getting really hard to get. Why am I telling you this? It's probably a real good time that you go ahead and memorize your Bible. Well, I don't need to. I already have a Bible. You should memorize your Bible in case you need to give your Bible to somebody who doesn't have a memorized Bible. Okay? This is about taking care of the tribe here, not building by building. We're talking about God's people, the ones that are marked with the Holy Ghost. True children of God, the sons and daughters of God. And for them newbies that see what God's doing in our life and they want some of it, and you tell them there's a door to come into the kingdom, his name's Jesus. If you bow your knee and refuse to pick it up, he'll overwhelm you with the Holy Spirit. You'll be clothed in Christ and you're now a child of God. Now you belong to a kingdom where you can talk to the king and the king will talk back. You can talk to the ruler of the universe, and you can hear his voice. The God who owns all creation, who has given us everything necessary for life and godliness. Who did he give that to? He didn't give that to everybody. See how quiet it gets? We've done this blanket salvation thing, this blanket God thing, until the church actually just crawled under a blanket. No, you know who he gave everything necessary for life and godliness to? His people. The engrafted branches. That's an important thing to remember tonight. There's no telling where this goes or how long we stay here, but it's very important. And I think we've cracked an egg on some things. And believe me, I've talked to the most insightful men I know. We've been on the phone nonstop now for a couple of days. And every answer has been yes and amen. I'm not the only one hearing this stuff. Not the only one seeing it. It's for such a time as this. It's time. Y'all been praying for revival and you thought God was going to do it, but you're right. But you thought, in your mind, we all thought that somehow we'd get the music right, or somehow we'd get the atmosphere right. Somehow God would begin to zap our friends and neighbors that they'd come to repentance and they'd get saved. We'd have this big revival. You know when we're going to have revival? When God becomes necessary again. You see, we live in a country of two kingdoms. He has the kingdom of Pharaoh, and there's the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God actually operates in the kingdom of Pharaoh. I'll show that to you here in a little bit. We're in this world, we're not of it. But it all boils down to who's your source. Who's your source? Now this will get a little ouchy over time. So don't go home and burn all your paperwork for your latest farm program, okay? Because everything's at my God's discretion. He has stored up the wealth of the wicked for the righteous. One of the things the world's going to have to do, we're going to have to learn how to do. How do you operate in this world? How do you receive from Pharaoh's palace without bowing to Pharaoh? I got everybody's attention tonight. It's going to be good stuff. So I'm going to start over here in Daniel 4 for a second. That's where this all got, this is where this all got started. And I'm going to just highlight through some things, but get into Daniel 4, and it's Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar's second dream. Those of you that were in Bible study or watched online, you've already had a prelude to this. You've kind of been warmed up in it a little bit, but I guarantee you there was so much of it yesterday morning that you don't remember all of it. I don't either, and so we'll get back in the middle of some of it again. But he says right here, Nebuchadnezzar the king. Now, this is his second dream. He's already had a dream interpreted by Daniel once before. And then he also gone through some things where he put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. And he saw one who looked like the Son of God in the fire with them. So Nebuchadnezzar has had some very powerful experiences with God. And yet God is still trying to bring him to repentance. God is still trying to bring him to a keen awareness of who God really is. Do you know that's what we need in America today? I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about pew warmers. I'm talking about pulpits. I'm talking about committees, song leaders, Sunday school teachers. I'm talking about everybody that packs one of these around and everybody that's been doing the thing. I think we all should strive for a keener awareness of God. I don't think any of us have attained it. I don't think any of us have come to full measure. A keener awareness of God. And so that's all he wants out of the king. And so he tells the king here, now listen to this king. He's kind of been nunchucks of the year here, but he's kind of something starting to happen. He said to all the people, nations, languages that dwell on all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I thought it good to declare the signs and wonders that the Most High God has worked for me. How great are His signs, how mighty are His wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and His dominion is from generation to generation. My golly, he's saying it better than half the preachers in America today. He said, I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in my house and flourishing in my palace. Oh, that's key right there now before I get too far down the road here. You see, Pharaoh's house wants to make sure you're comfortable and doing good. So in the middle of a disaster, whether man-made or not, we'll shoot relief through a fire hose right straight from Pharaoh's palace so that everybody feel good, everybody's okay, they're at rest, they're flourishing. Yeah. Listen, I sell horses for a living. I have enjoyed the benefits of free money. Money that comes easy is easily released, and we've been turning horses into money now for a couple of years, and it's been good as far as that part goes. I don't know that we've done such a good job of revealing the kingdom while everybody's at rest and they're comfortable and they're flourishing. I've never had anybody in 27 years run through them doors with a winning lottery ticket in their hand saying, I got to get saved. Nobody. I've had a lot of them run through the door with an electric bill. But I ain't had anybody run through with a winning lottery ticket. He said, I had a dream, which made me afraid, and the thoughts from bed and the visions from head. And anyhow, he had this dream, and we'll skip on down here. And he gets, but here in verse 7, he gets the magicians, astrologers, the Chaldean soothsayers. He gets all the big shots in town one more time to interpret the dream, and he can't nobody pull it off. But he says about Daniel, he said, Belteshazzar, who is Daniel, he said, in him, right here in verse 8, is the spirit of the holy God. See, now watch. Daniel could interpret the dream, but here over a period of time, Nebuchadnezzar has gone from watching what Daniel can do to now seeing what God is doing. That's a huge transition. And so he wants him to interpret the dream. He tells him the vision. And then he said, right here in verse 10, these were the visions of my head while on my bed. I was looking and behold a tree in the midst of the earth. Its height was great. The tree grew and became strong. Who's been recognized now for decades as the strongest nation on the planet? These great United States of America. We grew from nothing to be strong. A nation that was instigated by God. And he said its height was great, and the tree grew, became strong. Its height reached to the heavens. It could be seen to the ends of the earth. Its leaves were lovely, its fruit abundant. Why do you think everybody wants to come here? Because from way off you can see the tree. There's free fruit hanging all over this tree. Man-made things have always tried to reach to heaven. Here's a tree that's higher than the heavens, whose branches go out. It's lovely and it bears fruit and everybody's looking at it. It's the centerpiece. And it says, and in it was food for all. The beasts of the field found shade under it. The birds of the heaven dwelt in its branches, and the flesh was all fed from it. How many of y'all think that sounds a little bit like the kingdom of God? Huh? Anybody ever heard the story of the mustard seed? How many of y'all could take that story right there, take it right back to your Sunday school class, tell them all about the kingdom of God, tell them how good the kingdom of God is, tell them all about the free fruit, tell them about the shade, tell them how big the branches are, tell them how far you can see it, tell them how lovely it looks, tell them everything good about it, tell them this whole story right here because you didn't know God good enough to get this right. Just saying. I saw the visions in my head while I was on my bed, and there was a watcher, a holy one, coming down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, chop down the tree. The one who is heaven came down and said, chop down the tree and cut off its branches. Strip it of its leaves, scatter its fruit, let the beasts get out from under it, the birds, its branches, nevertheless, the stump, the roots, and the earth, bound with a band of iron, in the tender grass of the field, it will be wet with the dew of the heaven, let him graze with the beasts and the grass, and that for man, and I'm going to get on down through here, but here's what he's telling Nebuchadnezzar. He gives the translation over here in the next text. He explains the dream. He said, Nebuchadnezzar, the tree is you. Who's the king of Babylon? He's the government of Babylon. He's the ruler of Babylon. He's got everybody's attention because he's big, beautiful, he's powerful, he's strong, he bears a lot of fruit. There's a lot of benefits from being under the shade tree of the king of Babylon. And the branches reach out. And he said, in verse 17, this decision is by the decree of the watchers and the sentence by the word of the holy ones, in order that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. He said, cut that tree down, leave a stump, put an iron band around it, and let Let it set out there and live under the wetness and dew of heaven, and let it graze with the beast of the earth. Let it run around with its head in buffalo poop for 7 years. Daniel tells him, that's you, king. That's you. So while I was teaching this yesterday morning, I said, Lord, could it be that the United States of America could find itself right here in this story? And he said, absolutely. 21 years ago, we put it at ground zero. We will rebuild. Right out of Isaiah 9, we will rebuild. You sound like the Babylonian architect, Nimrod himself, that's going to build something to the heavens. You're going to be everybody's provider. You're going to be everybody's protector. You see, this tree's been growing for a long time. A long time ago, they decided that you couldn't make enough money to take care of yourself, so we had Social Security. Then they decided that you were too old and crippled to do any good, so at 65, we're going to turn you out to pasture. The church just kept playing along. The religious community's been playing along the whole time. When the Bible gives principles like, if a man shall not work, he shall not eat, and there's no getting off spot. Where you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as King of His kingdom, and you just do the things He says to do, and you'll always have everything you need. He's very gracious in that He won't give you so much that He forgets who He is, and He won't give you so little that you got to go steal. That's right out of the text. It's a gift from God that a man would work. It's a gift from God that a man would be the head of his household, that he would be the spiritual leader of his family, and that he would be a kingdom man with a kingdom family, and generation to generation because of your kitchen table, not because of a church camp, not because of a youth group. Yes, if you can use all that stuff, go for it. I'm telling you, I think we have screwed things up good enough that we need it. But right now, if we had a man and a wife at home who was raising their kids and reading their Bible, walking in the anointing of God, if two of them were coming together like they're supposed to, if they represented Ephesians 5, verse 22 on down, that their marriage was just like Jesus Christ in the church, then you would see a different world outside. You would see revival had already been here. But because we wanted to cling to the tree, I'm preaching good tonight. Because we put our trust in the tree, He's going to get rid of the tree. And when He does, there'll be nothing, nothing in the earth to pale our vision from the kingdom of God. Then we'll have revival. Because the tree will be gone. Look, you're looking at a guy who's fought as hard as anybody I know to maintain our freedom. Stand on our Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. Stand up for that flag and stick your thumb in anybody's eye who won't. I'm a patriot. And I'm telling you, when I read this yesterday morning and I've been reading on it and pondering on it, something broke in me. And he said, do you leave that stump for 7 years? Let me tell you what theologians have done for you and I. They told you that 7 year time in our lifetime is going to come at a later day. Don't worry about it because we're going to blow a horn and we're going to get you out of here. Just be sure you're tithing and going to church. That's a Babylonian outfit. Just telling it like it is. Let me tell you a little story about me just so you don't know that I'm just absolutely nuts. It's been a big week. When I got born again, I got born again in the cab of my pickup. I personally know Jesus. 27 years now. I haven't had a mentor. I didn't have one when I was a kid. Been a grown-up since I was 8. Had to go to him to get anything from this. Most of the things that I went through to try to figure out God before it was over ended up disgusting me. Therefore, I tell things that other people aren't telling, and I hear things that other people aren't hearing. And I'm going to do what God says to do no matter what. God said, prepare my people and get ready. Listen, that tribulation they're telling you about, I can blow holes in that theology blindfolded. I mean, really, if you want to talk about a historical tribulation and 3.5 year periods, if I ever figure out how to prove that it was 3.5 years from the resurrection of Christ to the stoning of Stephen, I'll have the second half, because it was 3.5 years from the baptism of Jesus until his resurrection.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org, or on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. For Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.